Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Call 888-673-1450. Oh, mama, this is the Kate Daly Show.
Life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
You smiled when that came on. I love that song. Anyway, I actually love Styx, so I know. That shows my age, doesn't it? That's all right. I'm embracing the latter half of my life. Anyway, hi, Uncle Milty, who's been embracing the latter half of his life for a while.
Hi.
I'm just teasing. How are you?
I'm leaving.
No, you're not. Are you offended?
I'm going to be gone the rest of the day.
Are you offended?
I don't have to sit here and take this.
Let me tell you, I wish Chris Ann Hall was on today. This is her, you know, her normal slot was the last segment of the show, which we failed to mention. But she is in Washington at the White House, and I'm so happy about this. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait till she's on next week so we can find out what in the world is going on. But she said something today that said, you know, if you were to have a huge, you know, hurricane, right, and it wiped out everything, would you leave and abandon the land, or would you say that's okay, we can start somewhere, we can start from here, let's rebuild? And she said, yes, a woman is in the White House today to rebuild. And she was referring to herself. And I absolutely love that. Chris Ann Hall is a wonderful constitutional expert and attorney towards the nation, all over the media. And you know what? She comes on the show every single week. I'm grateful for her. I know Uncle Milty's grateful for her. She really is a blessing. And let me say, she is doing some great things this week. And so we applaud her and we're grateful for her. And I just wanted you to know that. She'll be back next week. And I cannot wait to hear. I just applaud it. Let's take a caller, shall we? We haven't even rolled into this segment yet. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, great. I was thinking I have a solution for this prom dilemma.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, you know how you got your in your front yard during the holidays, you have the big ornaments. You put a fan in them and it blows them up, like the Thanksgiving turkey and the Christmas Santa, stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, when you're doing your pictures, when the kids are doing their pictures, they need to get the big blow-up rainbow, and they'll stand under the big blow-up rainbow, and they can tell everybody that they're gay, but they're genderless, so they'll be a little bit confused on who to date, but
well,
I think that'll work.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Doesn't genderless do away with homosexuality?
Well, yes. That was my whole point. Yes, that's brilliant. That was my whole point, was that we're now going so far and above the mark that we're actually surpassing what the progressive left is desiring. And really and truly, it's denying people what they're looking to be, the gender that they are wanting to be, or the gender that they want to sleep with or identify with.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. If
Sorry,
you have
my brain's...
two men
yes.
who in this world yes. right now yes. are homosexuals.
Right.
But in the future world of genderlessness, one of them can be a genderless whatever and another genderless whatever. So there's no longer homosexuality. You have to be two of the same sex.
Right. So now we're going to ground zero in sexuality, and then nothing is anything anymore.
So
you're not identifying.
There's no such thing as heterosexuality.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as homosexuality. There's no such thing as pedophilia.
Nothing. It's just all a big blob.
Yeah. It's whatever you identify mm-hmm. as is what
That's
you
why
are.
I said you could just vote in a package of donuts, because at this point...
I'm confused.
Well, I'm not. I like donuts. I vote in donuts for everything, because I think that that's where we're headed. That's how insane that part of our world is getting, is that we're so overshooting now to not be offended, that we're taking everything from everyone, even those that are fighting the hardest for the absurd. They're not even going to get what they want. So that's the problem we're creating right now.
I'm
going to
tell
blob.
You what the problem that's
What's
created.
That? What's up?
There is so much confusion right now mm-hmm. that you and I argued about something a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And it was about the Chinese thing.
Yes.
But you were
we love China.
You were referring to a Babylon Bee article that said NBA players are now requiring all players to stand for the Chinese national anthem.
Otherwise they'd be shot.
Right. Okay. Yes. But the true story is that the city of Philadelphia actually raised the communist flag last week.
What?
They actually raised it to celebrate diversity. The mayor announced last Tuesday that the observation of the People's Republic of China flag raising day. This is a real story. This is not Babylon Bee.
Okay.
They actually had a crowd of attendees watching as they raised the flag of communist China in
Well, I love communism, don't you?
In Philadelphia.
Doesn't everyone?
Right. In the city of brotherly love. But it's so confusing that you thought I was talking about a Babylon Bee story.
Yes, because we're, sifting out fake news is not an easy task here, people. And Babylon Bee nails it every single time. They far surpass The Onion. The Onion is very leftist. The Babylon Bee kind of nails down sort of the more sanity, mm-hmm. The sanity things. And what I was laughing at was they were talking about this article and it was humor. NBA, now requiring all players to stand for the Chinese national anthem. Because there's a concerted effort in our nation right now. Let's be point blank about this, to say that communism isn't all that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Communism kind of works for the economy. That's what they're trying to put out there right now. So there's a huge sort of slogan propaganda that's going on right now in our nation to convince our youth that communism's pretty wonderful. Mm-hmm. All hail Bernie. And that I was laughing at the People's Republic of China because their song is the March of the Volunteers. It's anything but that. It's the March of the Forced. And I was laughing at the most ironic part of their song is their title, March of the Volunteers. Yeah, volunteers by gun to the head, sure.
If there's a real wealthy conservative out there that wants to really do something for the United States of America, pay to have some of our youth go live in China, communist China, for 6 months.
Yes.
Just let them go live there.
Oh, please.
Pay their way there. Pay their way back.
Can we
give them a stipend to live on and let them see what it's really like to live in communist China?
And then
China.
Can we do an expose on them and interviews on them? Mm-hmm. And I'm promising you that this would be huge and we would make it huge within the media that exists that's truthful.
If I was a millionaire, I would do that.
You would?
I would.
It'd
absolutely
be the best way you could
it.
Go spend your money. Honestly, we've got to open people's eyes. I can't imagine. I just want to say I've been doing this a long time. And Uncle Milty and I are here because we love it. And I know we say this a lot, only because we can only be here because people contribute to this show. If you want to do something and you're frustrated with what's going on, but you don't know what to do, support us doing what we're doing. Support Chris Ann doing what she's doing.
Yes.
Support Truthful Media. You can make great strides by supporting this and supporting things like that, trips to China for the youth so they can have their eyes opened. We're getting so much of this nonsense, I can't even believe it, and I can't even tell you how much we are trying to turn communism into a wonderful thing here in this country, just like we did socialism. Why? Because when they came out as avowed socialists after 2007 and they weren't laughed off the stage or thrown off the stage because we're here right here in America, when all these people running for office started saying, I'm a socialist and proud of it, you don't think I'm a communist and proud of it's coming in the next 2 years? Oh, my gosh. We don't even know what we're in for.
I have a friend who came from communist Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And his son was telling him all about how great communism is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a college student. And so he took his son to Vietnam for 3 months.
Wow.
And when they got back to the United States, their flight landed in Los Angeles, and the son kissed the ground.
I bet.
And he no longer talks about communists being a wonderful
thing.
Well,
yes, yes. I'm telling you, we're in the run for our lives right now. This is we have got to open eyes, and there's only so much truthful media left to do it. Mainstream has pretty much run everyone off the map, and there's only so many outlets. Please either give to the show, help us do what we do, or help us just actually do what we do. If you don't want to send me, you just want to help out and help with research and things like that and what we can do to open people's eyes, that's great too. We'll take any kind of help we can get. There's buttons on the homepage of katedallyradio.com, and we haven't had a ton of support, to tell you the truth. It hasn't. We need it, and I'm telling you, it's one of the best things you can do in order to help support those that put their whole life into this like we do. It really is important. And this whole Chinese thing was interesting exercise in what's news, what's not.
Yeah.
What's fake news, what's not. It really is.
It's hard to tell anymore.
It's so scary.
But we have to hurry.
Yeah.
We have to hurry. We don't have much time left. The European Space Agency announced today that in 70 years, a giant asteroid's going to strike the Earth.
70 years from now?
So
by the time 70 years rolls around, everyone here that's talking about this right now will be dead. Nobody will remember this or there to verify. Because, you know how many news stories we've said, then that didn't happen and that didn't happen and that didn't happen? Well, 70 years, that's kind of like the lock they put on the Hillary emails. It was 70 years so that nobody would remember and be dead by the time you actually got to view them. Yep. You know, the ones about her daughter's wedding. I know last time one of my kids got married, I sent out 33,000 emails. There was a lot of guests.
How come I didn't get one? Out of 33,000 people,
The 33,102nd, and I just didn't get to that. Sorry. That's how ridiculous. So 70 years seems like a great mark. Yeah. By the way, JFK's wife's pink suit from the JFK, that was a 75-year lock, too. Did you know that? There's certain things on that suit that tell the tale, and the reason that it was locked away for so long, just saying.
Yep.
Thought I'd add that
in. They even know what day. It's going to be September 16th, 2084.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I love? Very, very accurate forecast 70 years from now. they always get it right. I mean, every decade, we have to change the date of global warming to satisfy the decade out tabulation, but they still know that it's going to be when? September 16th?
September 16th, 2084.
Oh, man, they're always good 70 years out. Why is that?
It may miss.
It may be on the 14th.
It even might not hit. It has a plus or minus of about 73,000 miles.
Okay. Oh, I'm on board. Aren't you? Come on. We're all on board.
I'm nervous.
I'm on board. All right. By the way, I wanted to mention as we come back into that, we have a lot to get to today. A lot. In fact, so many Trump headlines on conservatives that are now saying they want Trump impeached. It isn't true. None of it's true. But even Fox News, see how we always say Fox News is fake news too? Fox News is reporting 51% of their base, of the Fox News viewer, which is Republican, want Trump impeached. It's not true. He's not floundering in the polls. The whole thing's a lie. And all you have to do is walk around your neighborhood today. Ask. Seriously. Go take an informal poll and ask. And what you'll find is that isn't true at all. And the media's ganging up. And we're a year out, you guys. We are a year out from the election. Look at the media. Traitor turning, kind of thing. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
How would you like to participate?
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to Balance of Nature.
my blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. But all the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Oh, man, I love it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you're tuned in on a Thursday, and we'll have Chrisanne Hall on next Thursday. She's at the White House right now, which I'm so glad. Hopefully she's making a big difference. And welcome. Go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts, and you can get the short podcasts or the long podcasts of the shows. They're all recorded versions of our live show. You're welcome to call in as well, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Happy to have you and your opinion. Your opinion is welcome here. Uncle Milty joins me, and we were just looking at some of the headlines. The headlines are going crazy today. You have a lot of, there was a GOPer that said, oh, now you cannot put me in the I support Donald Trump box anymore because of, I don't know, let me grab at something. Syria! I'm mad about Syria. That's what I'm mad about. That's what I'm angry about.
It's terrible.
Okay. Oh, all righty then. You know, we did a whole show on this. Was it Monday? Tuesday.
One of the days.
And we did a whole thing on Syria and how that was actually a kind of an interesting move because Turkey were some of those behind ISIS as well as us. Our CIA was too. But that he's basically pulling our troops out and letting them deal with the mess they created too. Not that we didn't help create it as well. But he's saying, but that wasn't Trump creating it either. That was Obama creating the ISIS mess. And so Trump's pulling us out going, okay, now all you guys get to be left to deal with it. Anyway, it's an interesting move, however you want to look at it. But now some of these GOPers, these establishment boys, are using it as the excuse to say, well, now I don't back Trump anymore. And when I say back Trump, you know me and you know how I feel. And it's never just solely backing somebody without understanding what they're totally about either. I'm not talking about just blind, I support you, because that's what the establishment does. What I'm talking about is people just stabbing somebody in the back. That's what it is to me. It's like, oh yeah, I support you when I want you to back my campaign, Trump, President Trump. Get behind me when I want my reelection. And then the minute I'm elected, and I can name pretty much all of my state congressmen and senators, my actual senators from my state doing this. I want your backing to get me elected because I know the people favor you, and now I'm going to turn around and stab you in the back so I can show my true colors. That's what it means to me. And I don't like that kind of behavior. I hope you wouldn't like that either. 888-673-1450. But what do all the headlines say, Uncle Milty? I mean, it was almost kind of amazing today to walk into work and to know how many headlines are, you know, everybody hates Trump, everybody wants him out, everybody wants him impeached, everybody's mad at him, everybody's turning on him. And I thought, no, they're not at all.
Here's my favorite headline.
What's that?
Turkey's Syria assault triggers war within the GOP battles the neocon wing.
You know,
I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah, it's called battling the entire swamp.
First of all, we didn't even have that many troops left in Syria.
I know.
That pulling them should even make a difference. Mm-hmm. It was more of just the kind of for show thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I'm with you. And to leave the mess their mess, too, because people don't realize the Turkish government, what they're truly about either. So, sorry. But
yeah, they're
true.
Such good allies.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. They don't want to take over anyone else's land. Sure. Okay.
I mean,
anyway.
We're really in a spot if we don't just get out of that mess. Mm-hmm. And he's doing the right thing.
Well, what surprises me are the stab you're in the back, you know,
that
in the back.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't know. The more that it's happening, the total media assault is just, we're a year away from an election, and it's getting already so insane on the articles. The partisan exchange is more intense, more personal than ever. We have articles saying, you know, record support for Trump impeachment. Here's another one. I love this, especially on Indigenous Peoples Day for Elizabeth Warren. Trump is falling rapidly in the polls while Warren surges. Have you ever seen how many people come out for an Elizabeth Warren event?
Yeah.
It's even worse than Hillary, and Hillary was green screened. I mean, no one cares about this woman. She lies repeatedly. She's a known liar. And nobody's turning out for Elizabeth Warren, just like they didn't turn out for Biden. Biden, of course, gets the headline. He totally gets the headline today. Biden calls for Trump's impeachment. I'm sorry, Biden who? Biden why? Who cares what Biden says about Trump's impeachment? I mean, they're acting like he's the president, like he's this authority figure. And the guy is on tape saying the very thing they're accusing Trump of. And no, American people are seeing this. We're not that stupid. So to tell me or to tell anyone that the polls are all reflecting such nonsense, they're not speaking for the majority of Americans here.
You know, we have to remember that polls are what they want them to be. It's mm-hmm. just, look at they the are, bottom yeah. of every poll. Look at how many people they actually poll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say, what do we have, 160 million voters in the United States?
Yeah.
They poll 500 of them. You know, and yeah. they pick the
All
city.
All of America feels this way because yeah. they're from inner city Chicago.
Right.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
I mean, they skew these polls to say whatever they want them to say, and they are in no way an indication of what's really going on.
Yep. So don't believe it. I don't believe it. I know you don't. The big bombshell today that the Ukrainian MP revealed that former Vice President Joe Biden received almost $1 million from Burisma Gas Company for lobbying services. And he documents that. From Rosemont Seneca, when the money was transferred to Rosemont yeah. Seneca, where everybody's sons are in, like Biden's son, not Romney's son. It was Romney's advisor. There's a meme going around that it says everyone's son, Kerry's son, Biden's son, Romney's
son.
No,
working.
Yeah, it wasn't Romney's son. It was Romney's advisor. The meme gets it a little wrong, by the way. Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
But none dare call it corruption.
None dare call it corruption. We ought to write a book. A serious book about that. None yeah. dare call it corruption. It is. It's the gameplay. This is a board game. It really should be a board game. We could have all their little pictures on little stands. Anyway.
But there's so many people who have been so strongly supportive of the president who over this Syria mm-hmm. thing are now questioning it.
I know.
It just shows you that they're just weird.
They're just weird. Yes, it even says, I get this was in some big papers, conservatives, all of us in general, call for expeditious impeachment probe. No, we're not. We think it's a joke. And, you know, Trump was actually out today, and I have to give him some props on speaking out for religious freedom. I really do. Anytime he does that, I'm going to give him major props, whether people like it or not, because somebody needs to do it. And I'm glad it's the president of the United States calling for that religious freedom. But he was on there today, and he was saying, you can't, not only have they not done anything to forward this impeachment thing, but they're claiming they did. He said they want something that goes along the lines of, we don't get anything on our side to present or anything. We get no valid questions. We get nobody to speak for us, and only the other side gets to speak. And you guys call that fair. And he was right on the money. He's just pointing out all of the hypocrisy. He came out and he said Napolitano is basically bought and sold and terrible, and all of these people are total jokes. And he was right to say it. He was right to say it. I'm glad he's calling it out. Thank you. I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going, yeah, you're right. Fox News polls are a joke. Napolitano is pretty much the terrible. Yes, yes. Napolitano switched. He was either threatened, we don't really know, something happened, and he's gone. He's
off the rails.
He used to be great. He used to be great before they got a hold of him. But Trump was right on the money to call it out, and I'm so glad he is. And he doesn't care.
They must have caught Napolitano on the airplane.
I know.
Going to the island.
You know what's funny? I know, right? You know what's funny is the more this stuff comes out from all of these hideously insane criminals, these Bidens, the Warrens, the Hillarys, the Romneys, the elected officials in general, the more it comes out, the more I like Trump and the more I like him saying whatever he wants to say.
Yep.
Because I've had it. I know you've had it. You might feel differently. I don't know. 888-673-1450. But the more I respect him for still saying it, and I don't even care how he says it anymore, because they have gone for the jugular so many times now that's so ridiculous and so off the mark that I you know what? Okay. Say whatever you need to say then, because somebody's got to call it out and stick up for everybody that's thinking this is the whole thing's a joke. It is. It's all a joke. Has to be.
Even Trump's evangelical allies are upset about his Syria policy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, they really care about that.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a hot second. I really don't. Because we went over this, and we went over the history of Turkey, and it's kind of interesting that nobody's talking about what we talked about on Tuesday.
Nope.
The history. And so turning that into something right now, because the Ukraine story isn't really hitting where they want it to hit. So what do? Turn in one of his policies, one of his foreign policies into something that's a huge, big deal. And look what they're not doing. They're not saying how our CIA helped form ISIS. The reason why they wore matching white outfits, which nobody does in the Middle East, matching tennis shoes and matching Toyota trucks. They didn't get there for, you know, obviously without our help, and they didn't get there without help from Turkey. And so instead of talking about who created all this big nightmare mess in the Middle East, and of course the Bush politics that helped form it too, because they were the big instigator also with Cheney, who I think's a criminal, all of these people get together, and I don't care what side of the politics you think they're on, they're not. They're just anti-American. They form all of these problems in the Middle East. And now everybody blames Trump? Give me a break. I actually respect him more and more as the years go on.
But look what they're also doing to the people around Trump, his allies.
Mm-hmm.
Giuliani Associates arrested while trying to board international flight with one-way tickets.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah, it's terrible. They had one-way tickets.
How dare they? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, getting Trump as president, it's like a Rodney Dangerfield movie. You know, it's just like, hey, I made it.
Seriously.
Look at all these movies they've had about, like, you know, the average guy getting to be the president and just telling him how it is. It's like, that's what we've got. I mean, it's just, we've got a guy who's just calling the shots like it is. And, it's great.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I mean, my gosh, this is all so comical, and the media supports the comical that I'm so tired of it. I don't care what he says anymore. I really don't, because it's all a big swampy game. And so we have to have somebody stand up. There aren't a lot of supporters. I was actually watching him walk into a room and shake hands, and I thought I'd shake his hand and say thanks, at least for saying things that we want to be said at this point, right? There isn't a lot of hope in Washington, but I'm sure grateful for that. Jeez. Thank you. I love your phone call. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for that. It's true, though.
It really is.
I'm so frustrated with the lunacy of the game. I mean, Warren couldn't even get into the double-digit arena to even go for the presidency when she ran last time. Everybody likes her less now. You can't sell me that Warren is surging.
No. The only time she gets a cheer is when she stands up and says, how much do you like liars?
How much do you want me to give you today? How much can I promise you? I mean, it's the truth about the lying thing. She's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
So you know what? Let her. I mean, come on. Anyway. She makes a fool out of herself. It's kind of like the same kind of headline when they kept saying Hillary has all these people, and then they showed the green screens.
Yeah.
Hillary has all these folks coming, and then Trump had a gazillion people there, and they said he had 10. And they would always shoot it right for a picture shot right before everybody came in to make it look like it was empty. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense that everybody's getting really tired of. Hi, caller. You've got 20 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, this isn't real accurate, but isn't Trump the kind of man that George Washington said he wanted to see in office when he did his farewell to all those people that were just the general public?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank you for that. I love that. Yes, she's right. Yeah, they wanted somebody. You know, I mean, you can't really get into the presidency anymore unless somebody's behind you. I get that. I'm not stupid. I know that. But you know what, though? I'm just glad he's saying stuff at this point. I'll take it. I will take it. Congress, do your job. Congress is doing nothing. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.